email ray@rte.ie. The Ray D'Arcy Show on RTE Radio 1.
Now, our relationship experts are back. Alison Keating, psychologist. Good afternoon, Alison. Psychoanalyst Ray O'Neill, thanks so much for coming in. And we may be talking about things of an adult nature in the next 10 minutes or so. So if you have little ears listening, you may want to do something now. Okay, first one. Hi, Ray and Alison. I have known my husband for over 20 years and have our own lovely family now. My husband is a very hardworking guy and a very kind partner and loving dad. However, his brother has a very different personality and, for no reason that I can fathom, has made life difficult for us. I believe he is a narcissist. He tries to intimidate me when he encounters me on my own when there is no one around to witness this. My husband and I believe he is trying to get us to react and cause a fuss, but then deny he did anything and say that I am a troublemaker. Gaslighting, I think it's called. I believe in cutting toxic people out of my life, and this is effectively what I've done in this case. I don't react and I don't engage with him, but this can be a little awkward at wider family gatherings, as he will greet me with a big cheery hello in front of the rest of my in-laws, but pass sneering, derogatory comments when no one else can hear. My word. My biggest sin in his eyes is that I am married to his brother, who he obviously has a long-standing sibling rivalry with. How do I manage the situation in the long term? Alison.
Well, the question is, what do you actually want? So she's already effectively cut him out. I wonder what that's like for your husband. I suppose I get a little worried sometimes when terms such as, you know, gaslighting or someone's a narcissist, he sounds like a bully for a start. But I suppose sometimes I get a little worried when I'm hearing psychological terms being used in a way that, you know, it mightn't be that. But what it actually is he's definitely a bully. And sometimes my advice with bullies is to call them out. So if he passes and says a sneering remark, I would repeat it out loud. So whatever he says and say, oh, what did you say? And repeat it so that he has to say it again. So it depends on the person. If you think he's going to really lash back, but if you call it out in public, it will deter him from doing it again. You got to know the person you're talking to. How are they going to react? If you've already decided to cut them out and you will tolerate them in these social situations, well, maybe that will actually work. But I would possibly call it out if you think in public.
Yeah, look, I'm going to concur with Alison 100%. This guy's a bully, an absolute bully. And I really want to commend you on how you've managed him for over 20 years. Mm. And you know what? If it's working, keep it working. Your strategies are absolutely spot on. He won't stop, because that's what bullies do. So perhaps calling him out might be effective. Mm. I'm just really conscious of the psychological or the emotional battery that can get spent. Use your battery power wisely. You're at a wedding. Go and have a good dance. Nothing kills people more than happiness. Be happiness. Give an old boogie down the dance floor with your husband and watch him sneeringly be envious of the joy that you have. Mm. Happiness is the best revenge.
Mm. Okay. And that there's a lot of it about, though, just to go back to what you said at the beginning, Alison, people using psychological terms here, there and everywhere. Mm. And they probably don't suit the situation in a lot of...
Well, it's not that they don't even suit. I mean, there's a diagnostic criteria that's there. It's quite stringent.
So you can't accuse somebody of being a narcissist without a diagnosis.
It's not even an accusation. Yeah. It's just to actually understand that everybody isn't a narcissist. This person's a bully.
Yeah.
That's for sure. Yeah. But I think we shouldn't all be armchair psychologists or psychiatrists, because it's just not actually helpful. But I think calling out the behaviour that this guy is a total bully is definitely on the mark.
With caution, though, obviously.
Oh, with caution. Yeah. I mean, I'm kind of on the fence. I probably would join you and not bother. I'd join you on the dance floor. Absolutely right.
So I hope that works out. Now, Alison and Ray, I'm concerned about intimacy, physical or emotional, or lack thereof. And more broadly speaking, the relationship between my husband and myself. We have three very young children, and between very busy lives with us both working outside of the home and young children, we seem to just crash each night in front of an iPad or the TV. Zero intimacy. I keep telling myself this season, in inverted commas, we're in will pass and we'll get more energy, but we're in our early 40s and I feel perimenopause staring me down the tracks, and my libido might diminish even more. I've struggled since having my last baby and was having a tough time, so it took a bit of time to have relations after that, inverted commas, the relations. I can count on one hand the amount of times we've been intimate in 2 years. Some days I feel we're wasting this time in our lives, but other times I feel, why bother? But now we barely even exchange a peck on the cheek most days. I'm now concerned about what our children will learn about relationships from watching us. I would appreciate any help or guidance. Many thanks. Ray.
Oh, look, this is such a real thing for everybody. And my heart goes out to you and to your husband with three young children with busy lives. Sexuality, intimacy so easily becomes something that gets deferred for birthdays and Christmases. And so even there's a part of me kind of going, counting in one hand the amount of times you've been intimate in 2 years, that's not unusual. In fact, that's probably higher than most people would be imagining. It's not about having sex per se in terms of the actual sexual act. It is about the intimacy, those pecks on the cheeks, holding your hands, even if you're watching TV together, just hold hands. Be physically contact with each other, or as I always say, even to turn around and say, I miss you, is a really powerful thing. There is a gorgeous film on Netflix with our own Daryl McCormick in it called Good Luck to You, Leo Grand, with Emma Thompson. Such a gorgeous film about sexuality and the fight to not lose sexuality for older people.
Right. Recommended by Ray O'Neill. Alison Keating.
I really like what Ray's saying, and I'd also add, you know, just looking at the impact that hormones have. And I love that she says the season they're in. There's actually a real normal acceptance of where they are. But also, I love the line, you know, I feel like we're wasting our lives, but at other times I couldn't be bothered. That's the truth for so many people. Like Ray's saying, they talk about the 6 second kiss. So when you actually say goodbye and when you come back in, start, when she says we worry about how it's going to be in front of the kids, because you're not going to have sex in front of the kids, but you are going to kiss. And I think that little hug, that little kind of kiss, but do it important. For 6 seconds. Just, it's not, you're not snogging each other. It's a kiss, yeah. Right? But it's just that connection piece. But to also understand, it sounds like there was some trauma from, you know, childbirth, and maybe to go and speak to somebody about that. And also, if she's worried about, you know, perimenopause, talk with your doctor, you know, because libido specifically is impacted by dropping testosterone. They can look at HRT. There are options. So it's not the end. It really isn't.
Just going back to something Ray said, if everybody knew what everybody else was doing,
yeah,
would there be less pressure on a lot of people?
Absolutely.
We live, yes, in such a hyper-sexualised world, yes, where we think everybody is like basic instinct, and that's absolutely not true. So I think this...
How do we get that information out there then?
Just by having honest conversations,
yes,
like this.
It's with
just
friends. Yeah.
With friends. And so Alison was saying about, like, talk, particularly if there's perimenopausal issues, talk with other women.
Hmm.
Like, there's such a lack of honesty and openness, and you're looking at the internet and everyone else is doing that thing. I love the 6 second kiss idea. I'm a firm believer personally and professionally in the quickie. You know what I mean? Sometimes we imagine that we have to make love for about 2 or 3 hours. Yeah. And Jesus, I just haven't the time and the stamina for it. So now quickie is so gorgeous for connecting and enjoying, as long as both people are happy.
And nods of agreement from Alton in the background there. They're all nodding there and smiling. Right. Have we got a song for the quickie? Alison, thanks very much.
Thank you.
Ray, thank you. And Ray and Alison will be back in a couple of weeks' time.